Thailand's Prime Minister has ordered an immediate investigation into an attack on a childcare facility today, which has left 38 people dead. Many of those killed were young children. We've been speaking to Philip Sherwell, Asia correspondent of the Sunday Times, who's in Thailand. A warning that our listeners may find some of the details in Philip's report distressing.
Well, the gunman was a former police officer who was sacked last year, officials have told us, for drug-related offences. And he had been in court this morning on those charges, which apparently involved his use of crystal methamphetamine. He had driven from the court straight to the school where apparently his young son had at least once attended. These details are not quite confirmed, but there was a connection. But then inexplicably, he opened fire. He was apparently in a very agitated state, and he opened fire, first of all, on staff members who tried to prevent him entering the school. And then he went into a room where many of the young victims had actually been sleeping during a nap break, and went on his rampage in there. And we've seen absolutely sort of grim scenes of these rooms, sadly sort of smeared with blood, and the sleeping mats on which these children had just been taking this break. The gunman then drove off, firing from his vehicle, killing more people as he went, and drove back to his house where his wife and young son were. He shot them both dead and then turned the gun on himself and took his own life. So it's an absolutely grim and horrendous story, and has people completely reeling and very, very shaken.
A majority of the dead are children, presumably very young children. This was a childcare facility, but also some of their teachers, and then just members of the public who were caught up in this as he drove away.
Yes, more than 20 of the victims were toddlers, were children whose parents had left them at this facility in the morning. Then staff members, and then passers-by, people who tried to stop him. It was indiscriminate, extremely shocking. The video images of families, of parents arriving at the school, wailing and hugging each other after they'd heard the news, are absolutely harrowing and shocking and chilling to see.
And as you say, Philip, just an appalled reaction by people in Thailand to this, not least because, am I correct in saying, this kind of incident is very rare in Thailand?
Yes, well, so gun ownership is high, both legal and illegal. And there is a fair amount of gun crime in robberies and murders, but not on this scale. There was one mass shooting a couple of years ago where a soldier did go on a rampage. So sadly, Thailand does have some experience with this, but that was exceptional. And this, many more victims, and just the tender years of those he's killed, or many of those he's killed, is really puts it in a scale of its own, and is unimaginable to this country and to everyone from that small community in northeastern Thailand to the people across the rest of the country watching on to these horrendous scenes and these horrendous reports.
And as well as the dead, it's reported at least a dozen injured, traumatized both by their injuries and what they've witnessed.
Indeed, and some of them are critical. So there may be additional deaths. It's going to take, this is a small sort of sub-district of one of Thailand's more remote provinces in the northeast, mainly rural area. So a close-knit community, which is absolutely sort of devastated by these by these numbers. So yes, for survivors, for the injured, and obviously for the loved ones of those who have died, it's just an unbelievable tragedy.
Sunday Times correspondent Philip Sherwell speaking to us earlier from Thailand.